You know, each one of these subjects, I want to do a whole series on. I mean, what you're talking about is truth. Now we're going to get into romantic relationships. And Emeka and I are talking about doing a series on marriage.
Yes.
Because it really takes a whole series. There's so much about it. We both have very similar marriages, what I call an intimate communion with a very, very special person.
Yes.
But we only have a few minutes to touch on this. Mm. And I'm sorry that we only have a few minutes, but look forward to a series on it, because I believe we're going to do it.
Yes.
But I want to talk about to you people who, number one, are single and not married. Mm-hmm. The big advice I can give to you is don't seek a husband, don't seek a wife. Don't go looking for it. That's mammon. That's not your ticket to happiness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek Jesus. Let him bring you a mate if he chooses to. If he doesn't choose to bring you a mate and you go seeking for your own, you're going to get something that's going to make you miserable.
Larry, let me add this. For example, those of you in third world countries, maybe because of your age, your family members are telling you, when are you going to get married?
Yes.
Isn't your time running out?
Yes.
There's pressure on you. Let me say this to you. The Bible never said that Adam went to look for Eve. It was God that decided when Eve should be married, when Adam should be married. It was God that brought Eve to Adam.
That's right.
So don't go and seek your own.
That's it.
Seek God.
It'll make you miserable.
Yes, and there may be somebody watching there. You're supposed to be in a small church. There's really no small church out there, because the book of Revelation says this: the seven, every church represents what God is doing. But you may be in this. There's someone there. You're supposed to be in a small church, but you're going to a larger church because you're looking for somebody to marry. And we're using this. This is a word of the Lord to you. You need to get back to what God has said to you before. The person that will marry you is in God's hands. They're not going to be. You can't find them by yourself, because you're no longer the owner of yourself. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. God owns you. And those of you that are dressing provocatively so you can attract men, you need to stop, because you're going to attract the kind of men that will beat you. You're going to attract the kind of men that think that women are just toys. You need to honor your body and honor yourself.
Well, that was right from the Lord. That was right from the Lord. That was right from the Lord. Praise God. We've got about 3 minutes to talk about marriage, and I don't think we can do it. But let's just touch on it, see what we can do. Marriage is the only other relationship that involves a blood covenant besides our blood covenant with God.
Yes.
And it's not that we have a blood covenant with our wives, but it's through Christ's covenant.
Yes.
But marriage makes us one, like we're one with Jesus. Mm-hmm. We're not one with other people in our workplace or our pastors or anything. We are through the body of Christ, but we really become one with our spouse. As a matter of fact, when one of my sons got married, my wife, when they pronounced the man and wife, my wife actually felt him leaving her chest, and I saw a vision of them being put together.
Hmm.
And so it was a spiritual.
It's biblical. The man should leave.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's based on intimacy, which is not just a sexual thing. Sexual thing is just kind of a fruit of intimacy. But intimacy is being so close to your wife, so close to your husband, that you share everything with them. You don't criticize them. You cover them with love. And I want to say something right now, that it's not the husband's duty to rule over the wife like a Gentile ruler rules over a crowd of people, or like a corporate president. It's the husband's duty to love his wife as Christ loves the church. And only when a husband loves in the same way that Jesus loves can the wife really submit to the husband. And submit doesn't mean I bow down so you can beat me. Submit means to, here, I submit this paper. I give myself to you. I submit myself to you. And now you know a lot about marriage. And can you take about 2 minutes and just kind of say what's on your heart about marriage?
Oh, great. There's two things, Larry, because of time, but we want to just deposit this into you until we do the series. Number one, marriage is a covenant between three people.
Okay.
Marriage is a covenant between God, you, and your wife. Okay? You need to, later on we'll expand on it, but marriage is a covenant. That means that every day you wake up in that house, God is in that marriage.
That's right.
You can't walk away from your wife, because you can't walk away from God. Mm-hmm. You can't walk away from your husband because you can't walk away from God. No, that's number one. Number two, if you want your marriage to work, you must understand acceptance, unconditional acceptance. In Genesis, when God made Eve, God brought Eve to Adam, and the first word in my paraphrase that Adam said to Eve is, I accept you.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I accept you. This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. I accept you. God didn't bring you to me so I can change you.
That's right.
In fact, there's another word. There's somebody out there, you know, the person you're about to marry is not saved. But you're saying that you're such a strong Christian that by the time they get married to you, you will change them. You're joking. God is the Holy Spirit, is the only one that changes people. You are not the person that changes anybody. Because changing of people is from the inside.
That's right.
It is a matter of the will. It's God that changes people. So if you want your marriage to work, stop complaining about your wife's cooking. You know, we're just telling you this, but we have to do some in-depth teaching so they can understand how to do this.
Yeah.
You have to stop complaining about your husband. You may have married him when he has lots of hair. Now the hair is leaving. I'm telling you, you have to accept them unconditionally.
Yes.
And one of the issues people have about godly acceptance, unconditional acceptance, is they have a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, a lot of things that was done against you in the past. Larry, the Lord is prompting me to give somebody a word.
Okay.
There is a pastor that is listening, and the Lord is saying to tell you, the Holy Spirit is telling us to tell you this. Yes, you need to read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, that says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. And the Lord is telling me to tell you, get home, get on your knees, and ask your wife to forgive you. You're always yelling on your wife, at your wife. You're always screaming at her, putting her down, telling her she's not good. There's someone with four children. You're abusing them. And the Lord is saying to tell you, go home and get on your knees and ask them to forgive you. And then look up to God and say, God, you didn't make any mistake by giving me this wife. You didn't make any mistake by giving me these children. I accept them unconditionally.
Praise God.
Praise God. Larry.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. In closing, be honest with God. Mm-hmm. If you do not have a driving passion in your life to change, to be like Jesus, just tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll give you that passion to change.
Yes.
If you have the passion to change, then it's his power that'll do it.
Yes.
And Father, we ask you for all these people that are watching right now. Lord, let those particular people that my friend was, that the Holy Spirit was speaking to through my friend, Bishop Emeka, let them feel the love of God. Let them know to be obedient to the words that they heard today. You've heard directly from God today, and I pray that you obey him. I pray that you go right now, that you just don't let any grass grow under your feet, that you go right now and obey the word that you've heard from the Lord. And for the rest of you, I ask you to go back and read this chapter if you have it. Go back and listen to this video again and let it sink into your heart and ask God to give you a passion to be like Jesus, because it says in Romans chapter 8 that our destiny is to be conformed to the image of God. And let me tell you something, friends. When we get to heaven, that's what God's going to be looking for.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.